Bobby Bones, everybody.
We're transmitting across America.
This is Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
All right, where did you get trapped? And I asked that because there's a guy working on an ATM. The thing shuts on him, and he's trapped inside the ATM. And so people will come up, and he passes out through the receipt hole notes. They're like, help me!
Yeah, how
help
crazy.
Me!
You're trying to get cash, and then you're like, what?
And
there's a human in here.
Screaming at people. So where have you been trapped? Hey, Timmy! What's happening, buddy?
Sir. No, what's going on?
Tell me where you were trapped.
Well, I was working on my car. I was like 18. And it was like 12 years ago, and I was working on my car, and I had it jacked up, and where I had it jacked up, it was real soft, and the jack fell, and the car come down and pinned me under the car, and my and I was in the dirt. It wasn't a concrete or asphalt, but I couldn't get my shoulders around to like dig out from under myself so I could get out because my shoulders were pinned back. But my cousin came by. And she jacked the car up, and I was able to get out from under it, and it was about 2 hours.
Dude, you're lucky you're not dead.
Yeah.
Wow. Timmy, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Do you ever dream about that? Because that's a traumatic experience.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Woo, man. As Jerry Clower used to say, woo-wee. Once at work, I got trapped in the storage closet where all the prizes are.
Yeah, you did.
For 2 hours. I went in and the door shut, and I was like, I couldn't get out, and the doors were really thick wood, and I was banging. Nobody could hear me.
The back of the building.
And luckily, I get to work hours early. And finally, when everybody else showed up, they were like, where's Bobby? And I was like, help me! And finally, someone was like, what's that noise? It was me.
Stuck in the equipment closet.
Yeah, I was stuck in there with like all the free CDs and koozies. It was like prize galore. All right. Amy, where were you trapped?
In an elevator.
Yeah.
When I was coming to work once, but I got out. I wasn't like trapped forever. No one had to rescue me, but I did have to press the button and like it calls someone.
Oh,
remember, I brought in audio.
That's a thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like calling 911, even if you need it. It still feels weird.
Yeah, because you're in the elevator and then they're like, hello? And I was on my way to work and it was so early in the morning. I feel like it had been transferred to someone who was working from home. Like, you know how calls get transferred to maybe someone that's at home and they're like, hello.
Yeah,
I'm like,
what?
I'm trapped in an elevator.
They're like, Kenneth, why are you calling at this hour? I was like, no, it's not Kenneth, it's Amy and I'm in an elevator.
Yes, help me.
Okay. Hey, Brittany.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Talking about getting trapped. What do you think?
Yeah. So my husband and I moved into a new apartment complex that has a gated parking deck. So I drive into the parking deck, and my husband's outside bringing in groceries, and I park my car on the 8th floor, and I get out, and I cannot find the exit anywhere, like to get out of the parking deck or to get into the apartment. I can't find any doors anywhere. So I'm walking up and down, and I look out over, and I see my husband walking on the sidewalk. So I yell out to him, can you help me? I'm stuck in this parking deck. And he just looks up and starts laughing. He doesn't even try and help me for at least 15 minutes.
And how did you get out?
He finally found the door, but I was just stuck walking up and down this parking deck trying to find an exit, and I couldn't get out.
That Seinfeld episode where they can't find the car, and they're just walking
in the garage.
Yeah. Hey, thank you, Brittany. I appreciate you for calling.
We appreciate you.
Yeah, thank you very much. Brittany in Richmond, Virginia. Let me do another one. Hey, Lauren in Iowa City. And Lauren, let me tell you about Iowa. I love it. I've only been one time. That's one of my favorite places. I love it. It was amazing. Anyway, enough about me. How about you?
So I got stuck in a walk-in freezer at work at Kinnick Stadium, the football stadium in Iowa City. I was catering there. We were doing like catering for the suites upstairs. And I went down to go get something from the freezer, and it sealed.
Oh, no.
It's like that Brady Bunch episode. Where they get stuck in the meat locker, that freezer. Wow. So, wait, did you worry you were going to, like, die?
Yeah, you know that, like, flight or, you know, fight thing? I definitely, like, went into, like, this is it. Like, I'm going to die here. Like, I kind of just, like, gave up. It had been kind of a while, and I had my phone, but my boss upstairs wasn't answering, so I just assumed that this was how I was going to go.
You couldn't call anybody else?
Yeah, like in retrospect, I could have called anybody in the world.
That's my thought was, okay, the boss didn't answer. I call anybody. I just hit numbers. Maybe the elevator guy from Amy's Elevator answered. Kenneth, what? No, no, no. I'm trapped in the ice machine. Thank you for your call. Hey, Lauren, appreciate you.
Appreciate you.
All right. And Brandy, hey.
Hey.
You good?
I'm good.
Hey, it's Bobby. You good?
I'm good.
All right, we're gonna let you hop in this game. You and Amy are gonna play real or fake. It's a I'll give you a headline from Florida, and you tell me if it's a real one or a fake one. Okay, you guys good?
Ready?
Okay. Amy, write yours down because I'm gonna let her go first.
Okay.
All right, Brandy, you live in Oklahoma City. What do you do for a living?
I'm a clinic director for dental offices.
Oh, look at you, all professional. Do you have to wear like professional clothes?
Scrubs, not too professional.
Oh, scrubs, that would be the most amazing thing.
Yeah, they're comfortable.
Pretty comfy, yeah, for sure.
Here's headline number one. 86-year-old Florida man accused of running a fight club at local retirement home. That's the first story. Been accused of running a fight club with residents at a Vero Beach retirement home. The nurses began to notice unusual cuts and bruises on other elderly residents. Is that real or fake? What do you think about that, Brandy? Real or fake?
I'm going to go fake.
Amy?
Real.
It is fake.
Oh,
Brandy with a point.
That would have been interesting.
Next up. Florida man arrested after hitting dad with pizza because he was mad he helped birth him. Florida man arrested after hitting dad with pizza. Real. She yells real before I even get to the story. A man was arrested for domestic battery after hitting his dad in the face with a slice of pizza because he was mad his dad helped birth him.
Fake. Name? Fake.
You say fake. The answer is real. Randy, you're cleaning up over here.
Yeah. Hey, hey.
Amy's 0 for 2. What do you want to say to her right now? Her head's hanging in shame.
I guess my crazy radar is a little bit better than yours, maybe.
All right, here we go. A Florida man busted as a fake doctor who practiced medicine and delivered babies in Gainesville Medical Center. A 48-year-old Florida man was arrested after posing as a doctor for over 2 years. Altered diploma, altered medical transcripts, altered letters of recommendation, and actually delivered babies at the hospital. Is that fake or real?
I'm going real.
Amy?
Real.
It's fake.
Oh, my gosh.
Listen, here's the...
That could happen, though.
I know that Brandy's leading here, but let's not let the lead get buried. Amy hasn't got one right yet.
That's right.
I mean, I really wanted that 86-year-old fight club at the retirement home to be real.
still sitting on that one?
Yeah.
A Florida man intentionally drove Ferrari into the ocean at top speed. A 48-year-old Florida man purposely drove his Ferrari off of Palm Beach, Florida highway, close to 200 miles an hour, right into the ocean.
I'm going to go fake.
Amy?
Real.
It's real.
Yes!
Amy!
The
guy just launched it right into the ocean.
Why in the world would he do that?
I know.
One more. Let's see. Ba-ba-ba-da-ba. Okay. How about this one? A Florida man who allegedly threatened family with Coldplay lyrics in standoff after SWAT promises him pizza. Okay, listen closely. A Florida man accused of threatening his family by texting them Coldplay lyrics and warning them of retribution was persuaded by police to end a standoff in return for a fresh slice of pizza.
I'll go real.
Amy?
I went real.
Yeah, it's real, but Brandy's our winner here. There we
wow,
go.
Yeah. Brandy!
Brandy, come on the show. It's your rookie appearance, I assume?
Yes.
Yeah, and you win. Let's go to Raymundo and see what the prize is. Hey, Raymundo, what's our prize?
Whatever she wants. I think we might have something real good.
Yeah, I mean, we have nothing.
Something real good.
A pencil.
Okay. I've seen stuff.
Hold on, Randy. I have $20 in my wallet that we didn't give away during Win Bobby's money. Hold on, let's give her options here. What else do we have in the room, Raymundo?
Morgan One's looking.
Okay. Would you like a signed...
Got your book.
You want a signed book and $20? I can put the $20 in the book.
I would love a signed book. That would be awesome.
Okay. I'm sorry the prize isn't better. I just wanted to get you on to play the game, but they don't give us much, just in general.
Hey, I'm good. I'm great.
They want to keep us humble, you know? Okay, hold on a minute.
I love it.
Okay. You're welcome. Thank you. There's Brandy. Amy, I'm sorry you lost that game.
That's okay. I mean, Florida's got good, crazy people, though.
They do, yeah. Bobby Bones! Yeah. I got to give credit to Taste of Country, their blog, because they gave me the idea. They posted on their website, hey, what's the first country song you remember listening to? And you have to think back to
first song ever. And so for me, like, my grandmother was a diehard country music fan. So was my mom. And I just kept thinking back as far as I could. And for me, it was John Anderson, Swingin'. And here's that song right here.
And we were swingin'.
We used to sing it. We sing this around the house all the time. And it actually made me feel good because I haven't thought about it in a long time. So this is my first ever country song, as far as I remember, is John Anderson, Swingin'. Here we go.
I can't believe I'm out here on the front porch in the swing, just a swingin'.
All right, Amy. The first country song that you remember listening to as a kid?
Yep, my dad was always playing Kenny Rogers, so I remember The Gambler.
Here you go.
You got to know when to hold up, know when to fold up, know when to walk away, and know when to run.
Eddie, what about you?
Ooh, I go back to when we went on a family trip to Big Bend in Texas, and my dad put this tape on of Johnny Cash and played Ring of Fire over and over, and I was like, what is this, man? This sounds like old stuff. I thought it was from like the 1800s.
Oh, the old Oregon Trail? Like, yeah. Johnny Cash was leading yes. the Oregon Trail? All right, here's Ring of Fire.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire.
All right, Morgan, number two, you're only 25, so your answer is going to be different than ours. What's the first country song that you remember listening to?
It was Ready to Run by Dixie Chicks. My sisters were watching Runaway Bride, and after I heard it in that movie, I just basically put it on repeat.
All right, here's Ready to Run.
Ready, 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 ready to run.
It's segments like this that made me feel old when she's going, my first one ever.
I know, I was like, I was like, John Hardy. I was like driving in my car.
Sam Hunt.
Body like a back row.
Lunchbox, lap one.
The Dance by Garth Brooks. My buddy Aaron, every time we got in his minivan, he made his mom fast forward the cassette to The Dance.
Here it is.
Our lives are better left to chance. I could have missed the pain, but I'd have had to miss the dance.
That was an epic junior high dance song where they'd play it and everyone would want to go dance to it, but nobody had the courage to actually go out and dance to it until like the middle when one person would. And then by the time it worked around the room, the song was over. And they were going into Right Said Fred or something.
That must have happened all over the place. I remember that too.
Just being uncomfortable as a 12-year-old.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
Right, here you go. A 5-year-old boy is credited with saving his mom. Her name's Nicole. She had an asthma attack, sent her to cardiac arrest. And she was able to call 911, but she couldn't speak because of the asthma attack. So her son Mitchell, who's 5, took the phone and said, hey, here's my address, and we need to get help to mom. A 5-year-old knew the home address.
Wow.
That's preparedness by the parents.
Yes, very much so.
They're teaching that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Paramedics say that the asthma patients are really difficult to resuscitate, and it's been a long recovery for her, but she's okay, and really because he was 5 and he knew their address. It all comes down to that. He actually knew their address and where to get them to. Because eventually they can trace the call, but it takes a second.
Yeah.
Do your kids know your home address?
I literally was just thinking that. I was like, I should ask them, see what they say. I know they know every code to get into our house. Each one of our doors has a different code, and I'm always impressed that they know all of the numbers to get in.
Well, if they don't know your address, it's probably because you haven't taught it to
them. That's my problem. I'm like, well, I've taught them codes. They know how to get in, but I don't think I've ever been like, hey, in case of emergency. But I just feel like I get nervous, too, that they would just, like, get with some stranger and be like, this is where I live. Take
Come
me
over.
To my house. I know all the codes. I can get you in.
That's funny. Well, listen, this story's awesome. A 5-year-old saved his mom, knew the address, and good for the mom for teaching it to them.
Yeah.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Alabama. Two men were in a house and they were having some drinks and they started arguing. Not sure what they were arguing about. One guy got mad because the guy didn't see his point of view. Went outside, lit the house on fire.
Oh, wow.
And another guy got out okay, but the one guy was charged with arson.
House burned down?
House burned down, yes.
And obviously, as you said, there was alcohol involved?
Yeah, it was around 2 a.m. and alcohol was involved.
Do you think when you drink that your natural self comes out?
A little bit, yeah.
And how do you feel about when somebody does something crazy like burns a house down? Is that their natural? Are they just really an arsonist in their heart?
No, I think it's something you've always wanted to do is burn something, and you feel a little bit looser, so you're like, oh, you know what? I can do it now. Like, sort of like when you've been drinking, you think, oh, I can jump over a car or jump over something, or and you're like, you know what? You get more courage.
So you're saying this person probably always wanted to burn something down. So secretly in their heart, they were a bit of an arsonist.
They were a bit of an arsonist, and they finally saw the opportunity. Like, I'm going for it.
You ever do anything like that?
I've burned stuff when I'm sober.
No, but I'm talking about, you ever have anything when you've been drinking a bit and you're like,
oh, I've tried to climb some things. Like, I'm like, I want to go up on top of that structure.
Oh, so you're a climber in your heart.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I did that one time. Let's see, what else have I mean, there's plenty of times I've done some stupid stuff.
With women?
Oh, with women, yeah. Like, I'm going to go for that chick. And then, yeah.
And then what?
And then what?
And then I realized, that's a bad idea.
All right, there you have
it. Yeah, I'm Lunchbox, that's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine, Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. And we're transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Listen to this. Eddie had to bust a window because a baby got stuck in the well, car.
Yes.
A real baby?
And I don't want to point fingers.
His baby.
Oh,
his.
Your baby. Oh, yeah.
Oh, no. Our baby. Oh, our okay. Foster baby.
The foster baby. Tell me the story.
Okay, so we go to our friend's pool, and we go to his house, and we're all getting out of the car, and the baby's still in the car, but my five-year-old is the last one to get out of the car. He thinks he's helping. We're like, I'll just lock the door and close the doors with the key still in it. And so we're still saying hi to our friends. They're like, oh, give us a sec. We're going to take the baby out. Door's locked. And our five-year-old's like, nah, I took care of it. I locked it. We're like, oh, my gosh. It's like 100 degrees out here, and the baby's still in there. So we all start panicking. We're like, well, call the fire department, right? It's the first thing you do. One of the dads there, he's like, no, I got it. I got a tool. I'll just break the back window.
He's going to break the window?
So wait,
whose car?
Our car. Our Tahoe. So
he just goes, I'm gonna break the window. Like,
he's like, that's all we can do. Like, really, what are we? There's nothing else we can do. Call the fire department, they'll get here in 10 minutes and do it, or yeah. I'll do it.
Okay, gotta do it now.
So the dad comes up with like this screwdriver and he just pops the back window and it just all shatters. Yes, like that. And so we crawl in there,
wow,
and we unlock the doors and get the baby out. We're like, oh, well.
Yeah.
From the time your kid locked the door till they had to break the window, what was the time?
That's about 5 minutes. All of us discussing, like, what are we? There's like 3 minutes of panicking, and then 1 minute of the dad being like, I'll take care of it. And then he gets the tool and pops the window.
And the baby's okay?
Baby's fine. Baby was just like nothing's going on. But yeah, I mean, what, $300 repair, window repair? We're like, you know what? It's worth it. It's worth doing it.
Wow.
But after everything settled, I was a little upset. And I know it was an accident, and the five-year-old...
Totally an accident.
My poor five-year-old, he cried for like an hour straight.
Because?
He just felt guilty.
Did you make him feel guilty?
No. He just saw the broken window, and he just felt like he kind of knew that it was his fault, and he locked the door. But he cried for a whole hour, and I felt like, you know, buddy, it's okay. It's all right. $300, though.
Wow. And did... Were you ever like, maybe we should call the fire department?
Oh, that was the first thing I thought. I saw a video once of a guy trying to break a window and with a hammer, and he couldn't do it. So I'm like, well, I'm going to look like an idiot in front of all these other dads trying to break the window. Then this other dad came to the rescue. And I mean, maybe he's a car thief or something. He's like, he was exactly like, no problem. He's like, there you go. Get the baby out.
Was the party over?
No, that was the start of the party.
Mm. What about when it rained all weekend?
So we did tape it with plastic. All the dads got together and we did a little duct tape and trash bags and we covered it. It was like that for a day until we can get it fixed.
Eddie has two foster kids. He has his two children. He's fostering two children as well. Any update there?
Oh, everything's just going great.
I mean, it is.
Yes, everything's good. As far as, you know, where we are with their biological parents, we're just sitting and waiting. Really no update on that. So we're just doing our roll bones. I mean,
waiting on what?
On they have court. Their biological parents have court issues that they do. That they go visit the judge, and the judge sees their improvements and how they're doing, and see if they're ever going to get their kids back.
Wow.
So we just kind of wait on that. In the meantime, I mean, these kids are just part of our family. Everyone gets along. The little kids are like, they act like brothers. They play like brothers. They fight like brothers.
They lock each other in the car.
They lock each other in the car.
So how does your wife feel? Because we're going on tour July through December, the Raging Idiots are.
Yeah.
How does she feel that you're going to be gone for 2 and 3 days?
Like, she mentions it, you know, like maybe once every 3 days. You know, like, we'll have a rough day and she'll just say, like, man, I can't believe you're going to, like, take off some of these weekends. And I'll be like, yeah, but they'll be short. Like, I'll be back on Sunday. And so we just kind of, you know, this is what I do. Mm. She knows that. And then when we decided to foster, we knew we were going to have to do this. And so we're going to roll with it.
Well, if you want to come to our shows, Denver, Chicago, San Antonio, Louisville, we'd love to see you. El Paso, RagingIdiots.com. Eddie and myself, our comedy and music show, RagingIdiots.com.
Shit. Bobby Bones Show.
So Eddie and I put out a comedy record called The Raging Idiots Live, and we did it in Boston, and we're hopping out on the road. Man, we go to Denver in just a couple weeks, which is crazy, our first show. We do Denver, then Chicago, San Antonio, Austin, Amarillo, Louisville, Vegas. There's a lot happening.
Yes. Wow.
I know.
So much.
Which one are you coming to? Austin?
Austin.
Yeah. RagingIdiots.com if you want to get tickets.
Bobby Bone, come on.
All right, what did you do in Lunchbox?
It's called Bathroom Confession. So I go sit in the stall in a bathroom, and I wait for someone to sit in the stall next to me, and then I ask them for life advice.
Oh, how creepy would it be if somebody's just like, because that's what he does here.
Stall one. What up? It's stall two.
Yeah.
So my wife's sister sent me a dirty pic, and I don't know how to, like, respond. Like, do I tell my wife or do I tell my sister-in-law, hey, you need to cut that out? Like,
just act like it didn't come through.
Yeah.
Just delete it.
Yeah.
And pretend it didn't happen.
All right, so don't say anything to either one.
I'm going to say anything to either one.
All right, thanks, man.
That's not bad advice, though. And the guy was just straightforward, like, here's what I think about it.
Yeah, laugh it out at first.
That's funny. Lunchbox is in a public bathroom sitting in a stall, and when someone sits next to him, he knocks on the wall and asks for advice. You ask someone because you got fired, apparently, Lunchbox?
Yeah, I faked like I got fired, but I was scared to tell my wife, so I was taking business trips anyway, and I was seeing if I should tell her after a month because I was feeling bad.
All right.
Stall one. What up? It's stall two. I got fired from my job like a month ago, and I've been taking these business trips just because I didn't want to tell my wife that I got fired. I think I need to tell my wife, and I just don't know how.
Honestly, it's the best policy.
Should I, like, leave a note? Do I write it in a card, or should I tell her? Like,
No, you should absolutely have a physical conversation.
Okay, so a text message, don't think works?
No, that's cowardly.
Thanks, man. I'm sorry to bother you. I know it's awkward. I'm
hoping it all works out for you.
Thank you, man.
Very nice.
Yeah. I mean, you almost have no other thing to do but to answer.
Yeah. You're not going anywhere.
You're trapped.
Bobby Bones.
Yeah. All right, bathroom confessions. Lunchbox goes into a public bathroom. Where are you doing these, by the way?
I was doing them in airports just because I knew there was a lot of people coming and going. So you're going to have a lot of traffic, and so you're going to get a lot of people in stall three, stall four, stall one. So you go to the busiest place, the airport.
So he's sitting in the airport bathroom, knocking on the stall. I'm surprised they don't think he wants to do something else.
All right.
No,
that's when you slide your foot under.
Yeah.
With toilet paper.
The international sign is to slide your foot under?
Yeah, tap your foot.
I thought you slid a piece of toilet paper under.
Listen, I don't know what's happening. All I know is that Lunchbox is in airport bathrooms, knocking on the wall, getting advice from people. And this one, you lost a bunch of money?
Yeah, I said I lost $5,000 at the casino last night, and it was supposed to be a down payment for our car. What should I do?
Stall one. What up? It's stall two. I lost $5,000 at the casino last night, which was supposed to be a down payment for a car, and I don't know how to tell my wife.
You lost $5,000, man?
Yeah.
Tell her.
Should I, like, lie and say the $5,000 fell out of my pocket?
Just tell her the truth. Better that way.
Let's say tell the truth.
Yeah, say the truth.
You think I should get her some flowers?
Like some chocolate.
Oh, chocolate. Yeah. There you go.
Good advice.
That's good advice. Let's do one more. Here's you go. Lunchbox is knocking on the wall.
Stall four, stall three. I need some life advice. Can you help me out? Stall four, stall three. Stall four. Stall four. I convinced my wife. We named our daughter.
That's good. The guy didn't want anything to do with it. He didn't answer, and he just flushed.
Lunchbox, did you see his feet under there?
Oh, I saw his feet. I was looking at his feet. That's why I kept knocking, because I was like, I know you're there.
That's so awkward.
Like, I know you're there, and you are just ignoring me. And he would not respond, and so I just went into it. And I don't know if he even got done. He just got up and left. He flushed. It was out.
There you go. There's Lunchbox having people talk to him while they're both sitting on the toilet. There it is.
the Bobby Bones Show.
As we do get to know the Bobby Bones Show, the question is, what's the most exciting event you've ever witnessed? Amy, it's an open-ended question. You can put in there whatever you want.
I've had exciting things happen, and even for other people, like going to a military homecoming. Like my husband was in the Air Force, and I went to a lot of those where people had been overseas, and it was just really exciting to see soldiers come home and like hug their spouses. My own kids I adopted from Haiti. I got to watch y'all video it at the airport. That was pretty exciting to see that back. And but I have to say, most exciting was being at Dancing with the Stars and watching Bobby win.
Was it really?
Like, I've never been more like genuinely shocked or excited. And like I happened to be filming at the time, and I got to watch it back, and I feel like I saw it in myself, my genuine like excitement, and it was so cool to see that because.
What was that like?
Because I was there. I don't think if I had seen it on TV, it would have been the same experience. But being there was like nutso.
So
like,
you're sitting there and they say no phones.
They say no phones, and I had on my phone.
And Amy had
and they say
down,
stop recording.
It's down below her waist.
Yeah.
And she's like recording, looking up, and they're around the mirror ball. There are four of our teams left. And
yeah.
Like, by the way, they drug on forever, and they were like, and
the winner
of Dancing with the Stars is. And they just stop. And then what are you thinking as it's just sitting there?
I'm thinking like, I don't know. Are they going to call Bobby's name? Or are they gonna blah, blah, blah. And I was thinking, I hope, because I had on Insta story and that's only 15 seconds long. And I didn't know for sure when to hit record would be the right time. And I was also thinking like, don't run out of time. Hurry up and just say the name already. But I honestly didn't know if it was going to be you. I wanted it to be you, but I didn't know. And when they said your name, I just like was so shocked and excited.
Were you watching Tom Bergeron's mouth?
No, I was like, no, I couldn't really see his, like, there was lots of people and y'all were out there. Like, no, I was looking down at my phone and then looking out and then I just heard. And then her whole section, we were in the Bobby section. Mm-hmm. So it's not even like I for sure knew that I heard your name. I just saw all of our friends flipping out too. So I knew. Yeah.
Even more so than bringing your kids home.
Yeah. Well, listen, guys, that I knew that there's a different, when you say the most exciting thing, obviously I'm super excited to bring my kids home, and that was really cool, but there was so, and then my husband coming home from Afghanistan, all that's exciting.
I'm not hating on your answer.
I'm defending myself, because all that is also emotional and sad too, because of like the stuff you had to go through to get there. There's so many emotions. Like with Bobby winning Dancing with the Stars, it was just straight up excitement.
It was crazy to look over at my section and they were just like jumping up and down.
Yeah.
It was like a Wisconsin football game.
No. Because I'm not a sport. Like it's, so you use the sports analogy. Like I'm not a sports fan. I don't know what it's like to have my team win. I mean, I'm sure my husband would pick, I don't know, some sporting event he's been to over walking through the airport with our kids. I'm not sure. But I will say, Bobby's team on Dancing with Stars, I was invested in that. Like, you are with the Cowboys, Eddie.
Yeah.
That was my team. My team won. Now I know what it's like to watch the Super Bowl and have your team win. This is equivalent to that.
Here is Amy's Instagram when I went Dancing with the Stars and then freak out. Here we go. She shouldn't have been recording, by the way, but I'm glad you were.
Bobby.
That was so fun. All right. The question is the most exciting thing you've ever witnessed.
Okay, what's yours?
I would say I was at War Memorial Stadium. It was an Arkansas football game, Arkansas and LSU. Less than a minute left. It was raining, it was cold. And Matt Jones drove the field and threw a Hail Mary to DeCorey Birmingham in the back corner of the end zone. And we won the game. And we jumped on the field. I almost broke my leg.
Yeah.
Jumping onto like one of those rollers where they roll out the tarp. I didn't see it below me. I was just jumping on it. I was like, I'm out of here, man. I'm going on the field to celebrate. I was like 21, 22, 23 years old. I jumped on the field. Almost broke my leg. Was dragging my leg. I was jumping all over the place. I was in the middle of the players. I mean, it's the only time my team's ever won like last minute, like a Hail Mary. And it was so exciting because no one was expecting it. It was like you saying there. Was it the biggest moment of my life? No.
Yeah.
Not at all.
See?
But just sheer, like, holy crap, I can't believe that happened. That was the most exciting thing I've ever seen. Once Eddie flipped a golf cart, too, and that was pretty exciting for me.
That was fun for you.
Eddie was behind me. I watched him flip a golf cart accidentally. That was pretty exciting.
To this day, I still will not drive a cart.
Well, I didn't know. I was laughing so hard.
Would think he came to help. He just took pictures.
It was so funny.
Yeah.
Lunchbox, most exciting thing you've ever seen.
Yeah, June 23rd, 2005 in San Antonio. I was at Game 7 of the NBA Finals when the San Antonio Spurs beat the Detroit Pistons. And, I mean, you want to talk about craziness. Confetti coming down. I was on the court high-fiving players, and one of the players cut a piece of the net and gave me a piece of the net. It was amazing.
So wait, it's not the birth of your baby?
Got him. That's a good one.
I didn't say Bobby brought that up, not me. Everybody sees the birth of their baby. That happens a lot.
Eddie, most exciting moment of your life?
You would think I'd say the birth of my two babies, but it's not. No. I was at the 2010 World Series.
Wait, three dudes have all picked sports moments.
And I basically picked a sports
moment. I was working news. I was a cameraman, and I got to be on the field when the San Francisco Giants won the World Series. And I was like, this is amazing. Hank Aaron was there.
But are you a Giants fan?
No, I don't care who was playing. I was just there. It's like, this is unbelievable. Like, the whole world is watching. I'm in the middle of it.
Hey, Morgan, number two, maybe you have a non-sports one. Do you have one? Like, if I say, what's the most exciting event you ever witnessed? Think about it. Morgan, number two is 25. Is it when SpongeBob started?
No, it was actually, I was at a brewing company on the patio, and a couple got engaged, and then he surprised her, and they got married right then after the proposal.
Oh, wow.
He brought everything in and just, like, had the wedding?
Huh. Yeah, she was so happy about it.
That's pretty amazing.
So you went to the wedding?
I was just sitting there on the patio. I was like, oh, yeah,
that's pretty cool.
Bobby, you like that because it was like, no waiting. Let's just do it.
I'm so impatient.
Right.
And it's like, when I get engaged, like, let's just get married. And I know...
You wouldn't be the type to, like, we're getting married in 3 years?
No. If I've decided we should get married right now. That's how I feel. But she may not, so I'll probably stagger it out a bit. But I think that's a fantastic thing. Yeah, look at that. That's a good one.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Sergeant Joseph Richards was on duty in Michigan driving around. He sees a little girl running out into traffic, and he sees a dump truck coming the other direction. He jumps out of his car, grabs the little girl as the dump truck goes flying by. The dump truck slammed on its brakes, but they locked up, and the girl was going to get hit by the dump truck if this cop didn't get out of his car in time and grab her.
Truck was too big to stop quickly. Jeez.
So he jumped out there and got it. So he could have got hit by the truck, too.
You know what? That's a hero, man. Someone that puts their life at risk to help someone else. That's what it's all about right there. That's a good one. Yeah, thanks for that.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Over to Amy right now.
The Morning Corny.
Why do teenagers travel in groups of three? Because they can't even.
That's funny. Oh. Come on. They can't even. That's a good one. That's a good one.
That was the Morning Corny.
I can't even.
Mm-hmm. Bobby Bone, come on.
I was listening back to a show the other day, which I don't do a whole lot, but I was laughing out loud because Eddie and Lunchbox were arguing over who could read commercials the best of those two. Lunchbox is like, I'm a better reader than Eddie.
Yeah,
is.
For sure.
And Eddie's like, I'm bad, but I'm a better reader than Lunchbox is.
Absolutely.
So, Amy, I have a game that I'm going to make them do.
Okay.
So, dun, 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 dun. All right, welcome to the first ever Read the Commercial game.
Oh, boy. Where's my commercial?
I can't wait for people to hear this.
So, I guess we'll flip a coin to see who goes first, and the other one's going to leave the room, because I don't want you guys messing with each other.
Oh, okay.
I would never mess with them, but yeah.
Okay, so, Lunchbox, would you like to call it?
Yeah.
Call it in the air?
Tails never fails.
Tails, you are heads. So, Eddie, you get to pick. Do you want to go first or second?
I will go first.
You will go first. Yes, Lunchbox, you can leave the room, please.
Okay, yeah. Do I get to see the commercial?
You will when you come back.
Oh, okay. Now, good luck, Eddie. Don't choke.
Yeah, thanks, Lunch.
Do we just want to give them both the same YMCA commercial?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. This is a commercial that Amy would do for the YMCA.
Okay.
Ooh, I think I've heard this.
Okay, here you go.
All right.
And you're going to have, it's a 30-second read.
Okay.
And we're going to see how you do, and me, Amy, and Morgan, number two, will be the judges.
All right.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh. It's kind of longer than I thought. It's a 30. Okay. All right, here you go.
It is a 30. Now, are you ready? You have a 30-second timer.
I'm ready.
And do you want to see the clock as it goes?
No.
Okay.
Oh, because it's got to be exactly 30?
Well, yeah, it's got to be close.
Yeah, just hold it up and I'll glance.
All right, and go.
Hey, it's Eddie, and if you're a YMCA member like me, you know the Y is a great place to connect with our community. Our children get to make new friends, moms get to work out and take a much-needed break, and we all benefit from discounts on YMCA programs like swim lessons, youth sports, and summer camps. Plus, Y member referral programs allow you to refer a friend and you, and you can both save up to 20% every month. So Y members out there, join me, Eddie, and share the Y with your friends today.
Yeah! Okay, here's the thing. His time was exactly 30 seconds.
Oh, wow.
Now
good
job. Did I mess up a few words, Amy?
Well, I wouldn't say he messed up a few words. He's a little janky at times, but
Did the message come across?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's go to the judges here. Amy, what would you give him, 1 through 10?
Wow, I mean, I thought it was pretty good. I don't really feel like he messed up.
Go ahead.
Ooh, okay.
A little rushed in the beginning, but you made it right on time, so I guess it worked out. But it seemed like the beginning was fast, and then it slowed at the end. But I mean, I think I'm probably going to the Y. I'm gonna go check out this Friends deal that they have going on. I'm giving it an 8.
An 8.
She likes it.
Wow, an 8. Good. Okay. Morgan, number 2.
I don't feel like I would go to the Y after that. It was really good. It was very well read, and it was great, but it didn't excite me, really. Oh. But I'll still give you a 7.
A 7?
Yeah.
Okay, that's good.
Okay, so far, score 15.
Thanks for clapping for me, Bones.
It's just me and
the
you.
The only one. Thank you.
I have to give you a 7.
Okay, that's good.
I thought it was okay. It was live. I thought you didn't stumble on words, but you kind of lost your place with sentences and where they should end and go.
I felt that right in the middle,
I give you a 7, so there you go.
Okay.
Good job.
Okay. There's no way lunch gets through it.
Your total score
is... He's going to go...
Yeah, we're going to start over.
That's what he does. Every time he messes up.
Your total score is 22.
22, baby!
Now, it's a big deal that you hit 30 right on.
Yeah, that's a huge deal. Yeah. In fact, I was kind of surprised that you nailed the time.
Thank you.
Okay, there you
go. Man, when I looked up at the clock, too, I lost my place.
A score of 22. Eddie, you have to leave when he comes in?
22. I do?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because you can't be
you got it.
Yeah.
Bothering him because he'll cry about anything.
So I'll leave now.
All right, Lunchbox, come on in. All right, Lunchbox is now walking in. We're doing a commercial read-off because they were arguing over who is the worst at reading live commercials. Lunchbox, and ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the studio. Lunchbox, everybody.
Yeah.
The man, the myth, the legend in the building. Gosh, you guys were in here for like 45 minutes. Take them that long to get through one read?
No, we had to give our scores.
Oh, I got you.
So, Lunchbox, this will be your spot. Same exact spot as Eddie.
Yeah, let me see it.
It'll be a 30. It'll be for the YMCA.
Oh, yeah. YMCA.
Right. Now, that being said, we'll have a timer up here. You can look up at any time in the timer. You'll be credited for how close you get to exactly 30 seconds as well. Are you ready, Lunchbox?
Hold on, I got to read over the commercial. You don't just give it when you
that
do a commercial.
Eddie just got it.
It's a rip and read. Yeah, it's like you grab it.
Oh, rip and read.
Are you ready? And here we go. 30 seconds begins now.
Hey, it's Lunchbox. If you're a YMCA member like me, you know the Y is a great place to connect with our community. Our children get to make new friends, moms get to work out and take a much-needed break, and we all benefit from discounts on the YMC programs like swim lessons, youth sports, and summer camp. Plus, the Y member referral program allows you to refer a friend, and both of you can save up to 20% every month. So Y members out there, join me and share the Y with your friends today. Boom, 29 seconds. Perfect.
And with the...
Let's go to the judges now.
Boom!
Are you really booming that? Are you booming that?
Yeah. I have one mess up. It happens.
Well, let's start with Morgan number 2 this time. Morgan number 2.
It was more energetic, and I did like it. But that mess up, I got to dock you for that. I got to give you a 6.
A 6. All right.
All right. That's fine.
Solid score. I'll go next. I thought your energy was really good.
Yeah.
You had 2 mess ups, actually.
Two?
Yeah, you had the blah, 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 and at one point you just called it the YMC. You forgot to.
I don't think so.
He did?
You for sure did.
Oh.
He called it the, and we can pull the tape if we need to, but
yeah.
It doesn't matter, but you called it the YMC.
Okay.
And you were a second under.
Yeah, it's fine. You'd rather be under than over because if you go over the spot break, it messes everything up.
I'm familiar. I do this for a living. Yep. I do this a lot.
Because Ray gets mad when you send him commercials that are over the 30 seconds because I know someone that does that, Amy, all the time, and he has to edit forever.
Ray, why don't you talk to me about that?
Everybody's getting angry.
Do you talk to Lunchbox
behind my back?
Well, because
she made fun of me at the end of that, so I was like, all right.
This is a game. Lunchbox, I give you a 7.
What did you give Eddie?
That's not part of it.
No, you guys are just trying to hold me down. Whatever, go ahead.
I gave Eddie a 7, and he didn't mess up, and he hit it on time.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but so, he has no energy. He doesn't have fun with commercials.
Wait, what are you giving Lunchbox?
A 7.
You're giving him the same?
Eddie was a better reader. Lunchbox had more energy.
I agree. Lunchbox definitely had the better energy.
But okay, go ahead, Amy.
Well, I gave Eddie an 8.
And well, you have to say that first.
An 8? Wow!
Go ahead.
That's all right.
Go ahead.
But I'm giving you a 7.
So 7
because
and
the
7
mess up.
6 is 20. Bring on Eddie. Let's go over the scores. Eddie, come on in.
So Eddie won, but you guys are losers.
There's no chance.
Did he take that long to read?
No.
I thought he just won. Finished.
You won.
Lunchbox.
Hey, guess what happened, Eddie?
Did he go? I knew it. You can't do that on a live read.
Lunchbox with a 20. Eddie with a 22.
Yay!
Which makes Lunchbox the worst commercial reader in the land.
Yeah, and he's been doing this a lot longer than me.
Yeah, it's
Eddie, they said you were terrible.
No one said.
Y'all said I was bad.
No.
Yes, they said
really?
you read like this.
No, Lunchbox
like this.
Had more energy
than
you.
Hey, it's Eddie. You're at the YMCA member
said,
like me. You know the Y is a great place.
I gave you both a 7. Oh. He had more energy, but he messed up twice.
Did you? Like, mess up?
No, one time.
And he was under by a second.
Okay.
And you were over.
No, I wasn't.
Eddie was right on.
Okay.
But our winner.
Yeah, come on.
And next to last best at commercial radio.
Yeah! I had no chance. You guys always want to hold me down.
What? We both had a chance.
No. They weren't going to be honest no matter what. We have biased judges here.
But even on the live read, you did the...
It would be three mess ups.
But my question is, whose commercial, if you're driving your car, whose commercial are you going to remember more, mine or his?
If you keep the... I don't know.
No, honestly, mine is...
It's going to be in there because it's live.
Exactly. Who's going to remember more?
Yeah, you are. I'm going to think it's about...
No, you're wrong.
Rewinding at Blockbuster.
Be kind, rewind.
Yeah.
There we go. Hey, congratulations.
Thank you, buddy.
Haters.
I get on Reddit a lot, the website. It's just basically a big message board about whatever. And sometimes people ask questions. And so the woman wrote on Reddit, "Hello, this might look funny, but it's an actual problem between me and my husband. They're 23 and 24 years old. They've been dating for a year. Then they got married for a couple years. And she's pregnant, but he wants to name the baby girl they're about to have the same name as one of his ex-girlfriends. What do you think about that?"
No.
What if it's just a great name?
Yeah,
though?
That's exactly right. Well, it's a beautiful name. It has nothing to do with the people in the past. It's a beautiful name. Like the name Elizabeth. If that's a beautiful name, who cares if you made out with an Elizabeth?
There's
back
a lot
in the
of
day.
Beautiful names. Like, unless it also happens to be the name that like runs in your family or like your mom or your grandma had. I mean, okay, maybe, but not if it's just strictly the name of your ex-girlfriend. No.
So if you and your husband were having a girl,
mm-hmm.
and he used to date someone named Monica.
Yeah.
But there was no Monica that was his aunt or mom or grandma.
Right.
And he's like, "I really like the name Monica." He wasn't even saying it was about her, really. Yeah. But it's like,
You just really, really, you just really, really like the name?
I love the name Monica. Come on, Amy.
I just don't know. I don't think so. Fine. When we have a boy, do I get to name it my ex-boyfriend?
Is that what you're going to do? Get into the...
Oh, wow, my tit for tat.
So you wouldn't name the baby after
I would just think we could come up with a better name that isn't going to bring up memories of somebody else.
What if you're like me, all the girls' names would be out?
Oh, because you dated...
Because I was all over
goodness.
The place.
Oh, my gosh.
I was a wild child. You know what I'm saying?
So that means... But this was like a real girlfriend, not just someone who he made out with.
Yeah, okay. Like a legit, serious relationship.
What I wonder, and we can have you guys call in, if there was ever a name that like your husband or even wife suggested, it doesn't have to be after an ex, but you were like, "You're not naming our baby after this."
Mm-hmm.
You know, like your husband's like, "Yeah, I want to name him Miller." You're like, "That's a cool name, after the beer." You're like, "We're not naming our baby after..."
Middle name Light.
Yeah, Miller Light. So if you got into this issue where your husband or wife wanted to name your kid after something you thought was totally dumb, call us. Talking about if your husband wanted to name your kids after something and you're like, "Wait, what?" Hey, Corey in Indiana, you're on the show.
Hi.
What's going on?
So I was named after, well, I don't know that I was named after, but I have the same name as one of my dad's ex-girlfriends. My mom didn't know until after I was named.
So how'd that end up shaking itself out?
I don't ever remember it being a big deal, and I like my name because it's a boy-girl name, so I think my mom was fine with it.
Did you ever meet Corey that you were named after?
No, I never met or seen a picture or really, it was never really a thing.
You never looked her up on Facebook? Nothing?
No, but now I'm curious.
Yeah, me too. Let us know. Hey, Corey, thank you for the call.
Yeah, thanks.
I like your name too, if I'm being honest. I think it's
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, it's cute.
Yeah. Hey, thank you. Let's go to Becky in South Carolina. Hey, Becky.
Hey.
Hey, talk to me.
Yeah, so my ex-husband was named Daryl, and our first son was named Daryl, and he wanted to name our second son Daryl.
Why?
He had the new heart thing wanting yeah. to go on.
That's my cousin Daryl.
Yeah.
I get that. I used to watch that show. But you said no?
No.
You still had two Daryls, though, right? What'd you name the third Daryl? What'd you name the third Daryl?
Jordan.
Okay. All right. Hey, thanks for the call. Appreciate that. Let's go over and talk to Rachel. Rachel, you're on the air.
Hey, Bobby.
Good. What's going? You good?
But yeah.
Well, tell me your story.
I wanted to name my son Rawlings after the sports equipment. He's a big baseball fan, and that's the name or the brand of the baseball club.
Yeah.
And I definitely wasn't a fan.
Amy, what do you think of the name Rawling without knowing that it's about baseball?
No, I mean, like, I'm picturing it written across a bat right now.
I don't know that Rawlings makes bats, though, do they?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Well, that's what I was picturing, but maybe it was a glove.
What do you think about that?
He didn't tell me it was the glove or the brand. I when he said the name, I was like the sports equipment? He said, yeah.
No.
So, like, could you call him Raw for short?
No, I don't like to call him Raw. That's gross.
You call him Rawlings.
Hey, Rachel, thank you for the call. Appreciate that. Hey, thanks for all the calls. Let's talk to Laura in Florida. Hey, Laura.
Hey.
What do you think?
So, me and my husband had named our second child Tristan.
You named him what is it?
Tristan,
got it. Go ahead.
So, I didn't know at the time, but he's actually named after Brad Pitt's character in the movie Legends of the Fall.
Oh, wow. Good movie.
Wait, your husband picked the name but didn't tell you why he picked the name?
Right, and I had actually never seen the movie, so I didn't know about that. I was like, I like that name. It's a good name. So, we named him Tristan. And then after he was born, I saw the movie, and he was like, yeah, that's where I got his name from.
And how did you feel about that?
Yeah, I was okay with it. I mean, I like the name. It's our son, but it was just a shock knowing that he's named after a Brad Pitt character.
Yeah, a little bit. He kept that from you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that might be considered a lie.
Mm.
Omission's a lie, right? Like, mm-hmm. if you don't tell someone something. Hey, Laura, thank you for the call. I bet it's warm down in Florida, huh?
It's beautiful.
Yeah, of course it is. Rubbing it in. Hey, thank you, Laura. Mary in Georgia, you're on.
Hi, my name is Mary, and my daughter is named after a golf club.
Okay, hold on. Don't tell me. What golf? Let's think about golf club.
Driver?
Ping? Callaway?
Oh.
Yeah. Bridgestone?
Titleist?
Which
putter? Her name is Callaway.
Oh, there you go.
Callaway. That's cute.
I don't hate the name.
No, I like it.
It's not bad.
Yeah.
What do you think about that, Mary?
I love the name.
Yeah, me too.
Actually, in our town, there's several other little girls now who have been named Callaway since.
Oh, that would irritate me, though. Like, you go all original and they copy that?
And you got to submit her name to Callaway. You got to send them a letter. They'll send you free stuff for naming your daughter after their stuff.
I should do that. Absolutely.
Well, thank you. Is she playing golf by any chance?
She does play golf.
I mean, it'd kind of be a waste if she did.
No. Yeah, kind of a wasted name if you don't play golf and your name's Callaway. Yeah.
Hey, thank you for the call, Mary.
Thanks. All right, bye.
All right, see
that's
you later.
Cute. Yeah, that's cute. I like good. That. Bobby Bones
Show. Hey, thanks for hanging out with us. By the way, if you're in Denver or Chicago or El Paso, come and watch Eddie and I's comedy and music show, The Raging Idiots. We'll be in town soon. RagingIdiots.com. And now, over to the mailbag. Here we go.
Bobby's Mailbag.
Hey, Bobby. Sending you this message because I would appreciate your advice. I have feelings for a coworker. What should I do? I don't want to ruin the friendship we have, but also want to be more than just friends. Classic situation like Jim and Pam at the office. Should I tell him how I feel? Please help. Regards, secretly in love. I'll say this, I've dated people I've worked with before.
And how'd that work out?
Well, we're not together anymore, but it never was this relationship that was awful afterward. A little awkward for a minute.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about a little bit of a different case. But here's the thing. if he's single and you're single, you're always going to kick yourself if you don't say something. It's almost, you know, nothing risked, nothing gained. So I would say, if there are no rules against it at the office.
Oh, yeah, because that could be a thing.
Yeah.
Like, no, what is it, fraternization?
Yeah, that's close enough.
Okay.
If there are no rules against it, I think you should actually feel it out and just risk that it's going to be awkward for a while. You know, there was a girl who worked in, didn't work in the building in the last couple of years, but she worked in the record business. And I was like, hey, you want to go out sometime? And she did not.
Oh, she didn't want to move.
She didn't want to get any
she
of
She didn't want to cause any of that? Okay.
Well, it wasn't that. They just don't think she liked me. And so...
Oh, she used that as an excuse?
No. She ended up getting a boyfriend, like, pretty close after that.
Okay.
But it was always kind of awkward when I would see her because mm-hmm. I was the guy that was like, hey, do you like me? And she was like, nope. But you can get over that pretty quickly. Or you can't. But if you... I would have always wondered.
But yeah, saying something and then if that person doesn't feel the same way, you have to show up to work every day and see them.
Yeah.
Ugh.
That's part of life, though. Yeah. I mean, if you're not going to be vulnerable.
I mean, you could get a new job, I guess.
No, not even that. If you're not going to be vulnerable, then you're not going to get any sort of reward.
Okay.
So my advice would be, if it's illegal, to go and say, hey, would you want to go out sometime as more than just friends? And if it's no, it's going to be awkward, but that's okay. At least you tried. Not just in this situation, but in life. Put yourself out there. Sometimes it doesn't work, but the times that it does is really great. And if you break up, it's going to be awkward, but at least you know you tried. Amy, your advice?
Yeah, I mean, I guess I'm not as go-for-it as Bobby is because, yeah, it would make the work situation really awkward. But hearing Bobby say that you got to be vulnerable if you want to get reward, then I back Bobby up. You got to go for it.
Lunchbox, your thoughts?
Listen, man, you got to shoot or shoot. If you wanted the chick, you got to go for the chick. Go ask her out. And if she doesn't say yes, then you go complain to HR and say she's harassing you.
Oh my gosh.
Now, that's a different approach, one that I did not think of.
Yeah, that way it doesn't have to be awkward around the office because she won't be around the office anymore.
I guess make sure you do handle.
Wait. How do we know it's a she? I'm imagining this is a girl writing about a dude.
I think it is a girl writing about the dude. But either way, he or she, if anybody else is listening, they may be in a similar situation. So I think that, be careful in how you do it. Because what if they do like take it as some sort of weird thing and they go to HR?
The way you do it is, hey, I know we're at work. It's very professional. But would you be curious and get a lunch sometime as in a non-professional situation? Use all the right words in the office.
Okay.
And if they say no, that's okay. It's just going to be awkward, but you get to live with that at least.
Yeah, the worst would be like, hey, you want to grab lunch? And they're like, oh, yeah, we need to discuss this case or whatever. And they take it as business. And then you're trying to be all pleasure.
All pleasure?
You know what I mean?
I don't know what you mean.
Well, is it business or is it pleasure?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Never mind.
Okay. Well, and that is the mailbag, everybody.
And that was Bobby's mailbag.
Oh, yeah. Go to Facebook and write your own answer over there. If you've had an experience, BobbyBones.com.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
So a woman was driving through some flooded roads in Oklahoma and her truck got stuck on a street and some good Samaritans were like, okay, well, we're going to help you out. Like we can do this, which is just nice people driving by doing their own thing. Well, then one of the rescuers got stuck, but then the Deer Creek Fire Department, they showed up in their military grade vehicle, went right into the flooded street, helped everyone. It was a very dramatic rescue, but a big thank you to residents, local crews, everybody working together. Everyone safe and sound.
For the time Lunchbox's roommate saved David Robinson?
Tim Duncan.
Okay.
Yeah, he was on top. There was a flooded car, and he's on the hood or on the roof, and he looks in, and he goes, oh, my God, that's Tim Duncan.
Tim Duncan. Both played for the Spurs, but Tim Duncan most recently. And Lunchbox's roommate was a firefighter. And the water. And what did he drive, like a black SUV?
Yeah, an SUV, and got stuck on a road. And my roommate was he's on the special rescue crew, like the high water dangerous rescues. And so he went in on top of the vehicle, looks in, and he said he pulled his head out and thought to himself, man, that's Tim Duncan. Then looked back in.
They had to play it cool. That's good. Shout out to everybody, all the first responders, people out there making a difference. Appreciate that. Amy, thanks for that story.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
Woo! This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
All right, so what happened, Amy?
So I was at someone's house, and they offered me La Croix to drink. And I was
What's
like,
La Croix?
Oh, I never heard of La Croix, but okay, I guess I'll take some La Croix.
Is that La Croix?
They brought me a can of La Croix, and I was like, oh, you mean La Croix.
Did you say that? Why would you correct someone?
Because, I thought maybe they didn't know how to say it. So I was like, oh, this is La Croix. And they were like, no, it's La Croix. That's how they say it. Like, that's how the French say it or whatever. So then I just got, like, I let it go. But, of course, I had to go Google it myself. Uh-huh. And it's a Midwestern company made here in America. And they even say on their website, it's definitely pronounced La Croix. And if you ever get confused about it, just remember it rhymes with enjoy. So enjoy your La Croix.
And you get into like an argument about it though?
I didn't do any of this at the. This is stuff I Googled after because I just was like, oh my gosh, fancy schmancy, La Croix.
What? You're such a hater right now. That's so funny.
Well, so if you ever get offered La Croix, then it's you La Croix. Can be like, no, it's La Croix.
Because La Croix is sparkling water.
Googled it. Yeah.
All right, so what do you have? You're going to test me on something.
Well,
Go ahead.
Then it made me think of all the things we commonly say wrong. So I've got the most commonly mispronounced words.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay.
Hold, the first one is, that's how you spell that word? Prerogative?
Yeah, and you're saying it wrong, BTW.
Wait, no, because it's spelled prerogative. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
But like Bobby Brown, it's my prerogative.
Yeah, Bobby Brown messed us up. Do. Because,
that's why I even know that word is that song.
Right. And so because he says prerogative, like a lot of us do, I would even see you even think it's spelled wrong, but this is how it's spelled and you say prerogative.
There's no way. I'm never saying prerogative. I don't care if that's right. I will never say prerogative. Okay. Now Amy's holding up this word. Now I've been corrected because I was dumb and I go into like a smoothie place and I said, I'd like one of those acai bowls, please.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, excuse me? And I was like, an acai bowl? They were like, you mean an acai bowl? And I was like, okay, fancy smancy. So I only know that A-C-A-I is acai because I was shamed.
Yeah.
So how do you say that word?
Acai.
Yeah,
ding,
acai.
Ding, ding.
Yeah, there you go.
You got
Thank
it.
You. The next word is, I'm going to say niche, N-I-C-H-E. I use the term a lot.
Yeah.
I may not be right, but I would say it's niche.
It is niche, but
a select group.
Mm-hmm, a lot of people say niche, like a niche group. You hear people talking about it and they use it. And they say,
I don't even hate that, though. I don't hate niche.
I don't either, but that is incorrect. If you want to do it right, it's niche.
Oh, okay. Next one up.
Okay.
Amy's holding up these words. Okay, this is a trick because this is a restaurant that I go to all the time. Chipotle. Hold on, let me say it again. Here's how it's read. Chipotle. But I would say Chipotle. Chipotle is how I say it. Chipotle.
Me too.
Chipotle.
Me too.
Tell me I'm wrong.
I say Chipotle, and we're wrong.
What is it?
Apparently it's... And Eddie's shaking his head like he's about to shame us.
Oh, you guys.
Chipotle.
What is it, Eddie? What is it?
It's Chipotle.
Chi, like C-H-E-E-P, like Chipotle. But it's
spelled C-H-I.
Chipotle.
Chipotle.
So, I mean, could you imagine if it's like, hey, guys, do you want to go to Chipotle?
Well, I can't imagine that. I mean, it's not that crazy to imagine it. But, yeah. Okay, one more. We have, one or two more?
Yeah, let's do...
Sudoku. I would say Sudoku. Wait, I don't even say that word. So it's that puzzle thing people do. Sudoku.
You're
That's
right. You're right, Bobby. But I don't, and I guess others say Sudoku, like suh, but it's Sue. And people
are
really.
I say Sudoku only because I don't say it enough and I'm just reading it.
Yeah, people are really particular about this. Ooh, and this one, I feel like I learned something because I say it wrong.
That's Celtic, like the Boston Celtics.
It's Celtic.
Okay.
Well, I'm saying if it's if it's like Celtic sea salt, but anytime I've been like, do you have any Celtic sea salt? But it's Celtic. I don't know.
Okay,
if it's...
so maybe in the tense it's used.
Yeah.
The Boston Celtics are not the Boston Celtics.
Do we need to
Larry
check about
Bird
that?
Did not play for the Boston Celtics, I promise you. All right, one more. Go ahead.
Okay, this one's just for fun because it's fancy.
Is that a brand or like the goddess?
It's a brand. It's a purse. You've talked about this purse before.
Hermès.
Mm-hmm.
Hermès.
Oh, okay, so a lot of people say Hermès. Like, if you
That's
ever see these fancy bags, y'all, these purses are like $15,000 for a like Whoa. Handbag. Some of our bosses have them. So
Front Street.
Front Street. But I've never known how to say it. I've been like, wow. I go, oh my gosh, this one person we know at work has a Hermès bag, but it's Hermes.
Hermes.
Hermes. So if you ever see one of these fancy bags, don't embarrass yourself like me and say Hermes. It's Hermes.
There you go. Thank you, Amy.
Okay, yes, no problem.
Now we all feel a little smarter, right, guys?
Yeah.
Yeah, Chipotle.
So you're at the pool.
Yes. Kids everywhere because, well, summer. And I just don't know if what we saw going down was appropriate or not appropriate, but there was a mom there, and she undid her bikini top, which is normal when you don't want tan lines on your back. And she's not facing up. She's facing down, but you can still see all kinds of things. Like and she's...
Side.
Side. Yeah. Yeah. It's very obvious. Like, very. And, yeah, she's a mom. I mean, she looks great. Like... really pretty, great body, all the things. But a lot of the kids are like staring and kind of freaking out, especially boys. And she's there with her kids. And I just didn't know, should a mom undo her bikini top at a public pool with a bunch of kids swimming?
Okay.
You know?
I do know. Now, on the beach, I would say you do your thing. There's a lot of space. But I'm curious as to what everybody says. And what do you say, Amy?
Yeah, we weren't at the beach. And right. We weren't at, like, a private pool. We were at a public, like a neighborhood pool with a bunch of kids. So, I mean, I have been known to not want tan lines. So, yeah, I'll undo it when I'm laying flat. But I'm not at a pool with a bunch of kids. So, I'm leaning towards, I don't want to be inappropriate police. Yeah, but I'm leaning towards maybe not do that there. Like, do it in your backyard
so
or
you're,
something.
We have one vote inappropriate. Okay.
I know.
Okay, let's go over to Lunchbox. Lunchbox, you heard the story?
Guys, it's the human body. It's beautiful, and there is nothing wrong with a human body being exposed. And like you said you couldn't even see anything. She was laying flat. So you can see side when the bikini's on sometimes, depending on the bikini. So I got no problem with it. Teach your kids to respect the human body and not have them freak out because some lady's laying there getting a suntan. Let them out. Let them free.
Let them out. Okay, and so you vote?
Not inappropriate.
He votes appropriate.
Yeah, appropriate.
There we go. Okay, we're all even now. 1-1. Let's go over to Morgan number two. Morgan number two, it's a family pool. Lots of kids everywhere. You don't want a tan line. Would you drop your top and lay on your stomach?
I mean, I think every swimsuit situation could be considered a family environment, so I don't think it's inappropriate, but then maybe because it's I don't have kids yet, I don't really know. So to me, I'm like, it's no big deal.
So you vote?
Not inappropriate.
Appropriate.
Yeah, high five.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So we have two votes appropriate.
Yeah.
Two votes appropriate and one vote inappropriate. Okay, I'm going to Eddie. Eddie, our video producer, is a dad of, well, kind of four now.
Four, yeah.
Two of your kids, two foster kids. You're at a family pool.
Look, I'm no stranger to family pools. Right. We go all the time.
Go ahead.
And there's nothing better when something like that happens. Because
yeah,
I'm telling
yeah.
you, guys, parents, families, you know, everyone's just uptight because your kids are around everything. But look, we all care about our tans. Women don't want that tan line on their back. I'm with Lunchbox and Morgan number two. It's appropriate. Let them hang out, Lunchbox.
High five. High five. Yeah.
Am I the loser here?
No, Amy, I'm on your side. It's inappropriate. It's inappropriate. Do it wherever. Do it whenever there aren't kids around and everybody's not staring, making a scene of it. You can't be at a family pool. You can't put boobs on Sesame Street.
It's not boobs, Bones.
Yes, it is.
It's her back.
No,
yeah,
it's her back. It's side boob. It is. Amy, I'm on your side.
Thank you.
I say it's inappropriate, although we lost. I'll be honest with you.
I know we did. Like, I kind of thought Eddie was going to be on our side.
No, never.
No, did you hear how he set it up? He's like, I love it when something like this happens.
It never happens. You're right, Amy. It's not a common thing. And when something like it happens, everyone's like, okay, all right. This place is now cool.
And it makes you think more women should do it.
Okay.
Okay.
We just ran up against two pervos and a 25-year-old. That's a tough, Amy, that was a tough challenge for us, but we lost. So we must deem it appropriate. Now everybody can do it.
Great.
In every family pool. Okay. Well.
Enjoy the summer, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let them out.
Bobby Bones.
So have you heard about Raymundo, our audio guy, getting massages from another guy at work?
No. But sounds amazing. Who hands them out?
Okay, Raymundo telling me the story?
Yeah, so anybody can jump in on this one. But hours-wise, it worked out so that one of the guys who used to work here, I've waited long enough so he doesn't even work here anymore, he would end his shift when I would start my shift. And so he would come in and he would give me little massages. And it wasn't that big of a deal. But then Eddie, Lunchbox, people found out about it. And they were saying how weird and you can't do that at work. Is there
hold on. How did this dude start to give you massages? Like, what was that first, hey, man, can I give you a massage? Or are you like, hey, man, give me a massage?
Honestly, I would just get back from the gym, so I'd be in a cutoff shirt, and he would just start massaging my shoulders, and it felt so good.
What do you mean just start? I don't know in my lifetime that another guy just walked up and started
massaging your shoulders.
Usually it's a camaraderie thing with sports teams. You come in from the dugout or from a play, and a guy will massage, give you a shoulder massage real quick.
No, that's not true.
No.
Raymundo, I played a lot of sports, bud.
Uh-huh.
Football, baseball, like, there was never rub time.
Yeah, it's all dependent on kind of probably maybe it's a northern thing.
What? And, okay. So you come, I don't know who starts it, but he's giving you a massage every day when you come to work. Go ahead.
Yeah, and I never would have wanted to talk about it when he still worked here, but then I got to thinking, are massages frowned upon? You can hug people at work, you can shake their hands, pat them on the back, but can you do a little massage, or is that just something you probably shouldn't do, and it's a good thing that this is years ago?
I would say, first of all, I know it's not years ago. Second of all, I would say, I would say at work, no massages.
No?
Because if you ask for one, that can be,
yeah,
go to HR.
Yeah.
Raymond was asking me for massages and I feel weird. And if you're doing one and you're like, hey, can I rub you? That also can be weird. It's almost not worth it. I also heard from a little birdie that the massages got longer and longer.
Yeah, so it would end up being a couple minutes. And it felt so good after a workout to the point I thanked the dude. And I was like, dude, your massages are maybe the best. They're better than any woman massage I've ever had. And we became very good friends. And like, we'd talk and we'd hang out and stuff like that. But it just sucked that it was at work, you know?
Why did you not have him over at the house and do that?
Well, it's not like he was a professional masseuse. He's a very nice guy. They give me some massages. And I still talk to him. Whenever I go to this certain event place, he gets me in for free. So still a friend of mine.
Wow.
All over a massage.
What was the longest massage you got at work from this dude?
No more than 5 minutes.
They're getting a little longer every time I ask him. Now, Ray, really, how long was the longest one?
I think it was 5. It would be shoulders, lower back, and that's usually all I worked out.
Lower back?
Everything keeps growing. The more you keep asking, inner thighs.
He's like, no more than 10 minutes.
Calves.
It wasn't ever more than 10 minutes.
Well, then, but by your original answer, it was never more than 5 minutes.
Yeah. My recommendation is at work, and it's tough, especially if you're not super, super close to them, because you can get in a lot of trouble.
Yeah.
Did he ever say, hey, did he ever want to, like, take you out or anything?
No, absolutely not. No. But it was a morale thing. Hey, it improved my morale. I was ready to start the day.
Yeah. Like camaraderie, like you said.
Like all sports teams.
Not really. You get in the dugout and you start getting massages.
I was looking at this picture of Keanu Reeves and he takes pictures with people.
Oh my gosh, I died laughing.
And he won't put his hands on them. He like puts his hands out a little bit but behind their back but not touching them because he doesn't want to like be the guy that's all touchy-touchy on them.
Yes. I was like, okay, that's amazing.
America's most beloved actor, who's Canadian.
Yeah. It's so many pictures, and yeah, his hand is never touching.
Aren't you loving Keanu now, I'll be honest?
I mean, yeah, he's winning me over, because that made me LOL.
There you go.
The best-selling one-hit wonders of all time. And Business Insider did this, so it's all about money. And there really is no precise definition of one-hit wonder. It's just an artist who had a massive hit and never had a hit quite matched that success of that first song. And so, what'd you guess, Amy? I'm too sexy?
Yeah, right, said Fred.
Macarena did come in at number 9, Lunchbox.
Oh, close.
Yeah, so that is on there. But it is not top 5. And Eddie, what'd you guess?
Uh-huh. Take on me.
Take on me.
Take on me.
Take me on. All right, no. The only one that made the list was Lunchbox and Macarena, which is at number 9. Number 8, can you name the artist of this one?
It's really good to hear your voice, say my name.
Nickelback?
No, it's got a Nickelback. That's Hinder, Lips of an Angel.
Oh, yeah, Hinder. Yeah. I was like, yeah, Nickelback had way more hits.
Yeah. Don't hate on Nickelback.
I'm not, but that's who they sounded like.
That's a whole different slide we don't want to go down.
They're terrible.
Because everybody liked him at one point. And now all of a sudden you're too cool. All of a sudden Channing Tatum says don't like him and you don't like him. All right, here we go. Number 7, best selling.
Like a G6. Ooh.
That's by the Far East Movement.
Yes.
Like a G6. At number 6.
They see me rolling.
What? They hate
me.
Who sings the same?
Trying to catch me riding dirty.
No. I don't know.
Chameleon Air.
Oh. He only had one?
4 times platinum. So I think he had other songs, but none remotely as popular as this. I was on the bike yesterday working out to this song. Panda, my designer.
Panda.
This is a jam.
I got broads in the London.
Hey! I do that during the song.
Is that on the list?
Yeah.
Ooh.
It's a number 5. Number 4. Watch me whip.
Now watch me whip.
Hey.
Good. Now watch me nay-nay.
Okay.
Now watch me whip. Watch me nay-nay.
Right. What Soldier Boy? Tell him.
Mm-mm. No.
Salento.
Boom. Oh. Salento.
Oh.
Biggest selling one-hit wonders of all time. Number 3, I love this song. You guys would never guess it. I would never guess it as a big hit. But Passenger, Let Her Go.
But you only need the light when it's burning low.
Yeah.
You only need the sun when it starts to snow.
Do you know the song, Amy?
Yes.
Really?
You know you're wrong when you let it go.
Something you're feeling high and you're feeling low.
Yeah. Only know you've been high when you're feeling low.
There you go.
Only hate the road when you're missing home.
Number 2. Survivor, Eye of the Tiger.
Oh, yeah.
And the number 1 selling one-hit wonder of all time is...
Somebody that you used to
know. Gaudier, Somebody I Used to Know.
Wow.
8 times platinum. 8 million purchases.
Jeez Louise.
International appeal. Around the room, favorite one-hit wonder of all time. Amy?
Daniel Powder, Bad Day.
Jam. Mm-hmm. What a great pick.
So good.
Because you had a bad day.
I haven't thought about this song. What a great pick.
Oh, when this would come on the radio and I was in my little white Jetta, I rolled the windows down. It felt so good.
What a song.
It takes me back.
And American Idol, like the early days.
Yeah.
This was the whole, when someone would lose, they'd play it. And I was like, dang. I didn't even know what Burn was. But then I'd be like, Burn. That was awesome. Like, Daughtry, you going home.
Because you had a bad day.
Wow, good one. Eddie, what's your one-hit wonder, your favorite?
Tub Thumping, Chumbawamba.
Solid.
Come on.
I get knocked down, but I get up again. Yeah, now you gotta keep me down.
That's a good
down.
Mood song, too.
Yeah, you up again. Yeah, now you gotta keep me down.
Morgan, number 2, you're young. What is yours?
It's Fountains of Wayne, Stacey's mom.
Okay. Yeah. Fun.
It's a good one.
It was a jam.
It was. And I think Rachel, who is Stacey's mom? Remember the video?
Oh.
I just saw this guy play this song too. Because I'm like Rachel, what's her name? Rachel
no.
Adam. Rachel Stewart, Rod Stewart's ex-wife.
Something like that.
Yeah, whatever. Lunchbox.
Oh, it's easy. Baja Man, Who Let the Dogs Out?
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
These are our favorite one-hit wonders. And mine is...
Cause I'm just a
teenage dirtbag, baby. Do you know this one, Amy? Teenage.
Because of you, I think.
Mine isn't the biggest, but it's a good one.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Although, if I have to give a victory to somebody, it's...
Because you had a bad day.
Thank you.
Out of nowhere. Rachel Hunter was her name. Was the
turn it around. You say you don't know. You tell me don't lie. You were gonna smile and you go for a ride.
Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.
As we end the show today, I just want to remind you, go to Mr. Bobby Bones on Instagram or BobbyBones.com. See pictures and videos. See the music we're listening to. It's all up there at BobbyBones.com. Would you agree with that statement, Amy?
Yes, 100%.
Thank you very much. Have a great day, everybody.
Bobby Bones.
Bobby Bones Show.